News number 16.
At 18 hours Universal Time, here is the news on The Voice of America. I'm Steve Norman in Washington. An emergency meeting of Bulgarian leaders has failed to end the country's political deadlock in the face of protest. The ruling socialists refuse to hold early elections as demanded by the opposition. And opposition leaders say the public is angry that the socialists have not overcome Bulgaria's economic crisis and national protest will continue. Thousands of demonstrators turned out in Sofia for a sixth day on Saturday. Some clashes occurred with police. The unrest of recent days is the worst since the downfall of communism in 1989. Serbia's government may be moving closer to recognizing the results of November's contested local elections. The government said it is ordering a rapid new review of the balloting and would punish anyone who committed election fraud. The move came after students met with two deputy prime ministers early Saturday. Students and opposition supporters have been demonstrating for 2 months now since the government annulled opposition victories in 14 key cities. Efforts to break the deadlock in negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians moved to Cairo today. U.S. mediator Dennis Ross discussed the issues with Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak and a senior Palestinian negotiator. Mr. Mubarak met earlier with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. As Mr. Ross headed back to Israel, he said there is no agreement yet. Officials say Russian President Boris Yeltsin is doing better today in his fight against pneumonia. But as VOA's Elizabeth Arrett in Moscow reports, concern is growing over the ailing leader and his ability to continue to govern.
Mr. Yeltsin was said to be more active Saturday and his condition more stable. A brief Kremlin statement added his temperature and blood pressure were normal. The Russian leader was hospitalized last Wednesday with pneumonia. His doctor said he could be released as early as Monday, but will need another 3 weeks of rest. The pneumonia follows Mr. Yeltsin's heart surgery in November and is the latest episode in nearly 2 years of publicized health problems. The president's continued absences have prompted both liberal and conservative critics to call for him to retire. Opponents say he has let issues such as army reform and paying state wages reach crisis proportions. The respected newspaper, Komsomolskaya Pravda, Saturday added, "It is obvious the president has no strength left to attend properly to affairs of state." Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Moscow.
Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori says he is confident he can secure the release of the 74 hostages held by the Tupac Amaru rebels at the Japanese ambassador's residence in Lima. But he says that may take some weeks of negotiating. Mr. Fujimori's envoy, Domingo Palermo, is to resume face-to-face talks with the guerrillas today, or possibly tomorrow. The rebels want the president to free hundreds of their imprisoned comrades. Mr. Fujimori is refusing to comply. The chief administrator for the International Criminal Tribunal on Rwanda is defending himself against accusations of financial mismanagement. As VOA Scott Stearns reports, the United Nations has launched an internal audit of tribunal accounts.
Andronico Adede says he's the target of a smear campaign by former employees and critics of the tribunal who are trying to tarnish his reputation and the effectiveness of the court. As tribunal registrar, Mr. Adede controls finance, administration, and witness protection, in addition to issuing indictments and arrest warrants. The United Nations tribunal was established to try those responsible for the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. Now, UN investigators are looking into allegations of fraud, mismanagement, sexual harassment, and unqualified staff. Mr. Adede says he feels under no pressure to resign and is confident that his work and the work of the tribunal will be fully vindicated. He says earlier allegations of sexual harassment have proved to be without merit, and all financial accounts are in order and have been given to investigators who prepared a draft report. The new UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he'll take whatever action seems appropriate after reading the final report. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Arusha.
A Burundian army spokesman says that country's troops have shot and killed 126 Burundian Hutu refugees who returned home from Tanzania. An army spokesman told the VOA the Hutus were killed by seven soldiers on Friday after they tried to escape from a detention center in Burundi. He says the refugees had been expelled from Tanzania last month. The spokesman said the soldiers involved in the shooting have been arrested. The United Nations says Tanzania has expelled some 120 Burundian Hutu refugees accused of committing some trouble in camps in the northwest. A spokesman for the UN High Commission for Refugees says the refugees have already arrived in their ethnically divided country. The spokesman said the refugees were from Kitale camp, which had been hit by factional fighting between Hutu groups since December. The United States is sending a diplomatic envoy to Cyprus, Greece, and Turkey to try to reduce tensions arising from plans to deploy Russian-made anti-aircraft missiles on Cyprus. The United States says it opposes the Cypriots' missile deal, but Washington says Turkey's threat to use force is absolutely beyond the bounds of acceptable international behavior. I'm Steve Norman in Washington. This is the Voice of America. The Sri Lankan government and Tamil rebels report heavy casualties from fighting for two northern military camps. The Tamil Tiger rebels say they killed at least 200 soldiers and lost about 140 of their own fighters. That was in a battle at Parantan and Elephant Pass on Thursday. The Sri Lankan army says it killed 350 rebels, wounded 700 others while losing 161 soldiers killed in the battle. There are no independent reports on the fighting. Journalists are barred from the area. Iran says it is willing to host a meeting of rival Afghan groups to discuss national reconciliation in Afghanistan. Iran's foreign minister said all groups would be invited, including the Taliban, which Iran opposes. Iran continues to recognize as Afghanistan's government the administration ousted when the Taliban captured Kabul. Pope John Paul says the international community must not ignore the fate of millions of refugees and displaced people in Africa. The Pope said dialogue and negotiations should replace conflict in Central Africa, where violence and bloodshed continue to cause great pain and numerous victims. He made the comments on Saturday as he met with Tanzania's new ambassador to the Vatican. African mediators are launching a fresh round of talks in the Central African Republic, where rebel soldiers are demanding the resignation of President Ange-Félix Patassé. Mali, which is heading the negotiating team, says today's meeting will bring together a cross-section of political, social, and religious leaders. The diplomats met this week with rebellious soldiers and say they hope to bring them deeper into those negotiations. Here in Washington, President Clinton is meeting today with members of his cabinet to discuss the work ahead in the second term, which begins in a few days. VOA White House correspondent Deborah Tate reports.
President Clinton left the White House on a cold winter morning and walked across icy Pennsylvania Avenue to Blair House, the presidential guest house and site of his day-long retreat with his cabinet. White House spokesman Mike McCurry says the meeting will explore national security issues and the U.S. role in the world over the next 4 years, as well as such domestic matters as balancing the budget, improving education, and protecting the environment.
It will be a very productive and engaging session in which the president gets many insights from his cabinet members. He really gets a sense of how this team will work together in a spirited way to carry out the president's agenda for the future.
Both incoming and outgoing members of the cabinet are taking part in the meeting. Mr. Clinton held a similar session with his new cabinet when he prepared for his first term in 1993. Deborah Tate, VOA News, at the White House.
Before beginning the cabinet retreat today, President Clinton addressed the United States by radio, saying he will soon send to Congress legislation aimed at eliminating gang violence and witness intimidation. In his weekly radio program, Mr. Clinton said he has asked the Justice Department in Washington to recommend ways to stop gang violence against witnesses. And the Republican Party also talked to the nation by radio. Senator Trent Lott said his party will press for laws to help children gain access to a good education in schools free of violence and drugs.
Means better schools. We want every child to have a chance for a good education and a school free from violence and drugs, like my own children had. And like you, we want government to meet its solemn obligation to protect its citizens from crime.
That's Senator Trent Lott. These are the hour's news headlines. An emergency meeting of Bulgarian leaders fails to end the political crisis as street protests continue for a sixth day there. And Serbia's socialist-led government says it will order a new rapid review of contested local elections. That's the news on the Voice of America.